This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online as well. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. And joining us in studio this morning to answer your questions, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you, Malia. How are you, CJ?
Good morning, Sean. Doing awesome.
Excellent. And we've got a great show ahead. We're going to talk about the what and the why and the when of Social Security. And we'll get to that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind, of course. This is a great opportunity. If you have retirement-related questions, we've got our professionals from Klaus Financial here to help you. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call at 321-1310. Klaus Financial also has a fantastic website with a lot of great information about Klaus Financial. There are different divisions there. Also, you can learn about what they do and how they can help you. Another great opportunity is down on the bottom. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly email that comes in your inbox, gives you a quick snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. It also has a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed some of today's show, a lot of times coming and going, maybe getting that coffee from Starbucks, dropping the kids off school, you may miss a little part. Great opportunity to get reviewed. Another great opportunity on the show is every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, an opportunity to win a $25 gift card for World Market. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Just a little tip, though, if you listen closely, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. Before we get rolling on this week's topic about Social Security, let's look back to last week and let's get a check on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and not only the question, but the answer as well.
Right. So first of all, thanks to all our listeners for calling in. And also to our winner last week was Greg from Verona. So thank you for calling in. And the question was, how much debt does the average American between the ages of 65 to 74 have? And the answer to that was $66,000. So hopefully our listeners are not average. We want above average, so that you're not putting away that much debt at this point. So thanks for listening.
Fantastic. And that again was last week, so we'll do a whole new one this week. Again, just I would say listen closer to the program. Typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. So something we talk about a lot on this show is about the decision about when you should start receiving Social Security and that benefit. Today, though, we're gonna kind of go off on a tangent, a very important one, which is why people might want to wait.
Yeah, so we've once a month, once a quarter, we come back to this topic because it affects every person, for the most part, listening to us. And so it's important for you as you're planning for retirement to start thinking about when can I afford to retire? When do I want to draw Social Security? And one of the things we have submitted on this show a few times before, and we will again today, is we think probably on average, people draw it too soon. Now, again, it's a personal decision, so it's not necessarily a right or wrong, but we would just say as we look at the data on this across the thousands of clients that we have, people tend to grab at it too soon. Because, by the way, because they don't understand it, and anything we don't understand can cause fear, and fear can cause bad decisions. So a few things to be aware of. Number one, there's a wonderful resource at ssa.gov. Again, ssa.gov. It's Social Security Administration's website. And as much as I don't like touting any government websites, this is a really good one. You can go on there. You can set up your own login to view your historical earnings to make sure they got that right and to even see future projections of income. And then most people understand that the earlier you take Social Security, the less you get. But the mechanics of how the full retirement age works is kind of interesting for people. They don't all understand it. So we're going to actually introduce a new term today. Ooh. That some of you may not have heard. Most people have heard us talk about 62. They've heard us, which is the earliest you can generally draw Social Security. They've heard us talk about FRA, full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67. And then they've heard us talk about 70, which is when delayed retirement credits end. And when, if you haven't drawn Social Security by 70, you need to draw. What you haven't heard is this term PIA, primary insurance amount, and how that interacts with your Social Security benefit. So again, the earliest that anyone who qualifies for Social Security can begin taking their benefit is age 62. But if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 and some number of months. And then if you were born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. This full retirement age, though, does not mean if you draw before it, you're getting penalized. A lot of people misunderstand that. They go, oh, I get it. They're penalizing me. No. You're just drawing earlier, so you're getting less than that full amount. And so, you know, here's some examples for you. If you draw your Social Security benefit at 62, you will only receive about 75% of what your monthly benefit would have been at your FRA. Or your PIA, your primary insurance amount. And the reason is because you're getting 48 months of extra income. And then at age 65, which is typically about 1 year before people's full retirement age, you will get 93.3% of the monthly benefit. Now, I just want to pause. Some people go, 93% a year early? What is going on? I thought you told me it grew by 8% a year. Shouldn't it be 92%? And so quick FYI, the math is not perfectly linear on this. Between 62 and your full retirement age, it's closer to 6 to 7% growth while you wait. But once you get to your FRA, if you continue waiting after FRA, then it is a linear 8 until age 70. So some interesting facts. I don't know if people care about this or not, but hopefully the listeners, especially those who are getting close to Social Security, are paying attention.
Very, very interesting stuff there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. Or if you have questions, you can get them answered right now from our retirement planning professionals at Kloss Financial. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll find out when the right time is to collect and when you get the highest benefit. We'll find out from Aaliyah and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have retirement questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we'll get you on the air right now. Our telephone numbers, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about Social Security this morning, a little bit about the why. Why you might want to wait. In that last segment, a website that you guys gave me oh so many years ago when we first started doing the show together, you had mentioned SSA.gov, and I'd never gone there before, and I will tell you, what an amazing, it's a really good resource.
So you have a tattoo that says that right now?
Is
that
what's actually on there? It says thanks, Malia.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly. Right. So as we're talking about Social Security and kind of getting to that big question a lot of people have, which is, when is that right time to collect, and how can I get we really want to maximize it, don't we?
Right. I mean, that's the biggest question. And, you know, it's funny, CJ says, you know, we want people to try to wait if possible. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, people feel like they've been waiting their whole lives and they just want to start it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can put out all the facts and figures and we'll talk about how most people do start collecting sooner than what we would like to see. But it really means you need to sit down with someone and really look at where are all your sources of income going to come from as you go into retirement. And for some people, it's a retirement from a job they've perhaps had for 30 years, but maybe it's going to continue in some other fashion, meaning you're going to get some other part-time job. So perhaps there's some other income you're going to glean from there. Your spouse may still be working. Now, I'll tell you just a little inside thing. When one person retires and the other one's still in bed in the morning, that there's a little rub there for a while. But, you know, part-time income from yourself, possibly full-time income from your spouse, that's going to help dictate when you should possibly look at collecting your benefit because there's thresholds there. Looking at are you going to have pensions coming in? Are you going to have some money that you could take from your investments earlier and perhaps be able to defer the Social Security benefit? And I think really we just like to, you know, we want to maximize, but we want to make sure that our income that we knew, we've talked about this on the show before, generally replacing probably close to 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income is what you're probably going to need in retirement. But if you can wait with the Social Security, this is what's exciting. And if you're looking at, we call these delayed retirement credits, DRCs, and if you choose to delay them past your full retirement age, as CJ mentioned, they actually increase 8% per year. And neither him nor I or anyone else at our firm will guarantee you 8% on anything at this point. But if you can wait till age 70, you're gonna realize that additional 8% per year. Now, what's funny is people hear, well, I can you know, have up to 32% if I wait from my full retirement age to age 70. Well, that's quickly shifting because people aren't going to be able to start collecting as until age 67 as we're all getting older. Mm. And so you're only looking at 3 years, 24%. So, you know, one thing to take away today is there is really no reason not to start pulling that Social Security once you do reach age 70. When you pass away, your entire benefit is not going to go to someone else. It may go to your spouse, but no one else is going to collect it outside of that. And just an interesting fact, we've mentioned this a couple times, is that we looked at a study from 2013, and at least 60% of retirees sign up for their benefits before they reach this full retirement age. Oh. Even though we're suggesting to wait if possible, the reality is the reality.
And the one thing too, Malia, that you point out is when it comes to age, you don't get those credits when you get to 70. Once you hit 70, those
they evaporate.
So that's important age there to keep in mind as well. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, they come to us, of course, from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about determining how much you would receive if you wait until 70. How is that calculated? How do they figure that out? We will find out from the folks at Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We'll do that next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a lot about Kloss Financial, including people retiring at Kloss Financial, which has got to be very rewarding. Working in the industry, I saw Ginny is retiring, and I saw up on the website, I thought, that's got to be cool. You work in the retirement industry, and you get to retire, and I'm
assuming. But our clients never understand
that's
that.
That's a novel idea, isn't it?
So cool.
It's actually funny because I love my fellow financial planners. I mean this sincerely. Some of my favorite people
He's
out there.
He's looking at me. What does that mean?
Yes. But truly, at other firms, I love y'all. I think it's great what we do. And we help people. And yet I am just shocked I am shocked at how many of my fellow colleagues have no operating agreement that states what happens upon their death or succession plan. And I'm like, so you do retirement planning for people, but you don't have a retirement plan for your business. So sorry, fellow colleagues, we all got to step up our game and figure out what our retirement
just
plans are.
Just like a plumber's wife, her pipes are always broken in the house, right? Yeah. Same thing.
And FYI, this is not the case for Claus Financial. We do have an operating agreement succession plan. Okay.
I was going to say, if you're anyone... those other operations, you can always give them a call at Claus Financial. 442-5637. Talking this morning about Social Security and when and why and the importance, the opportunity that you get if you can wait. So let's talk then about how you kind of determine that amount. If you do decide to wait until 70, if that's something you're able to do, how do we kind of get to those, kind of get to that amount, get to that dollar figure?
Yeah, so here's the layout of this conversation. We talked about 62 being the earliest you can draw off of your own record. Between 66 and 67 is every American's full retirement age, depending upon when they were born. And then age 70 is when delayed retirement credits end. So there is this notion of waiting, you know, beyond 62, because every year we wait, it grows. And the highest guaranteed growth rate is between your full retirement age and age 70. However, this primary insurance amount kicks in. So everybody's FRA is between 66 and 67. But once you hit your personal FRA, whatever that is, let's say it's 66 and 6 months, or in my example, I'll just take 66, that is known as your PIA. Okay, so that's your PIA, your primary insurance amount. So the question is, if my PIA is at 66 and I say I want to wait 2 years to age 68, how do I calculate what my benefit will be? Or even better yet, what if I decide I want to wait 67 and 3 months, right? Because here's why I'm telling you this. This doesn't show up on your statement. Your statement's going to show you 62. It's going to show you your FRA, which would be 66 and whatever. And then it's going to show you age 70. But the question is, how do I calculate my own? Now, one thing you can do is just go to Social Security office, call them, ask them for that calculation. They'll do it for you. But if anybody's ever done that, you can wait on the phones for a while. So the calculation is just take your dollar amount at your FRA, which is your primary insurance amount, and then take 8%. Divide it by 12, which is the number of months, and for every month you wait, you tack on that percentage. And by the way, that percentage is 2/3 of 1%, or about 66% of 1% is the increase per month. And so you just tack that on, and it's linear. So once you get beyond your FRA, it's linear. You can do a pretty easy calculation to figure out what your benefit would be.
Many times people think that they can only collect either at age 62, or their full retirement age, or 70. They're like, what if I want to collect at 63? That's not allowed, right? It's like, no, it's allowed. And as CJ said, you can actually calculate it out to see what that would look like.
I need to buy a calculator.
Well, some people
He's
are
making it sound difficult.
Some people are going 66% of 1%. What are you talking about? So what I'd say is, listen, we do these calculations in our sleep. So if you can have a statement and bring them to us, and it's a recent statement, we can calculate within, you know, $10 of a monthly benefit what it would be at a specific age.
Oh, fantastic! And that kind of goes along nicely with it. We talk about that first get to know you appointment, that great opportunity to get to know the folks at Claus Financial. It's not going to cost you anything. You've got those questions. They'd love to talk with you. Their telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions, again, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number, because just in a moment, we'll do our Claus Quiz Question Week. Quick mention as well of the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And again, the telephone number, 442-5637. Time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for World Market. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the earliest age a person who qualifies for Social Security can
Let me begin.
Yes. We'll take that one from the top. What is the earliest age a person who qualifies for Social Security benefit that they can begin receiving their benefit? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer. We'll win that $25 gift card for World Market. And don't forget, that also is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that telephone number 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Malia, CJ, great to see both of you this week.
Thanks.
You guys have a great week. Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.